The 31st chapter, verse 33, says this: "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them. I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people." In the book of Hebrews, in the 8th chapter, in verse 10, it repeats this very same verse. God is not a God of coincidence. We have been discussing the God of heaven in Nick's class over the past quarter, discussed many aspects of God and things of God. And one of the things that is important that we realize that God is a God of order and structure. In the 1950s, there were a couple scientists who made a discovery. They discovered the human DNA and how it works. But within that, they used the terminology of a genetic code. This is interesting. It was not their intent. But as you know, if there is a code, and I could ask this to you computer geeks, if you will, Josh, if there is code, then there must be a code writer. Interesting enough, declaring that in the DNA there is evidence of God. But even further than that, further discoveries have shown that within the DNA of humans, there are certain sulfuric bridges that hold the four nucleotides together. And these occur in a repeating sequence. Between the adenine and the guanine, there are 10 of these bridges. Between the guanine and the thymine, there are 5. Between the thymine and the cytosine, there are 6. And then after the cytosine, there are 5 again. Then this sequence repeats and repeats and repeats. This sequence is significant. Now, Dave, last week, I believe, was talking about the alphanumeric values of different languages, the Romans, of course. But the Hebrews also had a alphanumerical meaning in their letters as well, similar to us maybe saying that A equals 1 and B equals 2 and so on and so on. But the Hebrews had an alphanumeric value as well. But the Hebrews used a specific terminology when they were talking about God. They tended to refrain from even trying to use the name, but they developed the terminology that we know of as Yahweh. And it's denoted as, of course, in the Hebrew there were no vowels. So it is in our, how we would write it, is YHWH, or they would use their letters, would be Yod Heh, Vav Heh, okay? It's interesting that those values equal 10, 5, 6, 5. God's name is written in our DNA. Now, let's move on. Amazing as that is, not only did the Hebrew letters have a numeric value, and I think Dave mentioned this as well, the letters also represented words. The letter He represented behold. The letter Vav represented represented hand, and the letter Yod represented nails. So if we would read that, especially reading left to right, or right to left as the Hebrews did, it would probably say this: behold the hand, and behold the nails. John 20, 27 and 29 says this: "Then Jesus said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hand, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. And Thomas answered, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said, you have believed because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Christ is in our DNA. Father, as we come to remember Christ, on this specific memorial day that he has set aside. Father, our nation will celebrate tomorrow a memorial day for those who have fallen, and we honor that and we appreciate that. And Father, every Lord's Day we come for the ultimate memorial day. Remember Christ. Father, who loved us enough, and you loved us enough to put your name within our every being. And Father, as we realize that, may we realize that we need to understand who you are. We need to understand your greatness, your immenseness, your power. Father, we're also reminded because of Christ of your love and your compassion and your mercy. And so, Father, as we partake of these emblems today, may we be reminded of that price, that ultimate sacrifice that was made on our behalf. Father, because you wanted to write your laws, your ideas, deep within us. We're thankful that Jesus was willing to give up his life. And Father, so as we remember the wounds that he suffered and the blood that was shed, Father, we might remember these as we partake of these emblems. For we ask these holy things in the holy name of Jesus.